Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Firefighters from across the county were called in to assist Humboldt Bay and Cal Fire crews in battling a blaze that damaged three businesses in the Fairhaven Business Park this morning. The fire was reported at just after 2 o'clock, and at the peak of the blaze, 10 engine companies, 5 water tenders, and a fireboat were on scene, pouring water onto the fire, which was burning in a 200,000-square-foot warehouse. Mutual aid companies assisted both at the fire scene as well as covering the city of Eureka, while Humboldt Bay fire companies were on scene. Volunteers from Blue Lake, Fieldbrook, Fortuna, Scotia, and West Haven, along with professional crews from afar away as Crescent City and Redway provided support. Fox Farm Soil Plant, Myrtletown Lumber, and Humboldt Bay Packers all suffered damage from the fire, and an investigation into the cause has begun. Fox Farm Soil and Fertilizer Company issued a press release today reassuring customers that the business was open despite the fire today. The fire will present a brief interruption to their production schedule, but the Fox Farm facility was spared any major damage. The two other tenants of the warehouse, Myrtletown Lumber and Humboldt Bay Packers, were not so fortunate. Fox Farm also issued a huge thank you to the local fire departments who were on scene battling the blaze. This morning, Eureka police officers responded to a call from a resident of a house on Cooper Lane in Eureka who reported that he heard intruders in his house and that he had armed himself. When officers reached the scene, they heard yelling and gunshots from inside the residence and repeatedly ordered the resident to come outside unarmed. A crisis negotiator was called to the scene along with the county SWAT team and the county mental health response unit. The resident refused to exit, and a standoff ensued. Officers spotted the resident several times during the negotiations, both in and out of the house, and armed with a handgun. At about 10 o'clock this morning, the resident, 36-year-old Jeffrey Morgan Wood, exited unarmed and was taken into custody by police. A search warrant for the residence has been requested, and Wood was booked into county jail on a weapons charge. And despite closing down the plaza and increasing its presence in the city, the Arcata Police Department had a busy night on Halloween, one that ended with numerous arrests and a sergeant in the hospital being treated for facial lacerations after being hit with a bottle. Thousands of people were in the downtown area, and Arcata Police, with the assistance from Fortuna, Ferndale, Eureka, Rio Del, HSU, the CHP, and Police Academy cadets, patrolled the area. The sergeant was hurt while in the process of arresting a female who had been involved in a physical fight. A crowd gathered around and several objects were thrown at officers, including the bottle, that injured the sergeant and caused a wound that required several stitches. Another man was detained after being spotted carrying an AR-15 rifle, and although it was unloaded, he was carrying a fully loaded magazine on his person. The weapon was confiscated for safety reasons. Officers responded to more than 100 calls for service, including dozens of medical calls, and 9 people were arrested on public drunkenness charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County detectives are investigating a suspected case of kidnapping and torture after 2 victims arrived at the hospital for treatment of injuries over the weekend. The 2 victims told detectives that they had been held against their will at a residence on Rivers End Road. They said the 2 suspects, identified as James Lawson and Rochelle Sutherland, had held them against their will, tied them up, and repeatedly assaulted and interrogated them for several hours. The victims, Tanya Surich and Andrew Jacobson, were finally able to free themselves from their binds and flee. Authorities say the injuries on their bodies matched up with their stories of being beaten with a blunt object. Sheriff's deputies arrested Lawson and Sutherland over the course of the next 2 days, and both were booked into Mendocino County Jail on numerous charges. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a call from a man who reported an intruder was inside his residence in the 6300 block of Lomas Drive in Eureka this morning. The man, who found 21-year-old Fortuna resident Michael Barchus sitting in his chair watching television, asked Barchus to leave and reported that Barchus responded that it was his house. The resident then called 911, and before deputies arrived, Barchas fled the scene on foot and was quickly located, detained, and arrested. Barchas was booked into county jail on a probation violation, providing false information to a deputy, and residential burglary. And that's the news on this eventful Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.